Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden continued to attack the unvaccinated while addressing the nation Tuesday.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. You know, be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated.
The president went on and told Americans to use internet search engines to find a COVID test kit. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to teach virtually rather than in the classroom, triggering a cancellation of classes Wednesday, which school official leadership warned would happen if the union passed the vote. Its 25,000 members electronically voted. 73% are in favor of kicking the kids back home. Chicago Public Schools, the third largest school district in the country, resumed in-person learning just 2 days ago. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some Bureau of Land Management lands are going up for sale. That could have a positive impact on the energy shortages facing Americans.
The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The Biden administration stopped the leasing process last January and announced a review of the program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On a celestial scale, Earth on Tuesday made its closest approach to the Sun. The planet follows an elliptical orbit around the Sun rather than a circular one. This year, Earth will be furthest from the Sun on July 4th. Right now, Earth is roughly 91.4 million miles away from the Sun. On average, the planet separated from the Sun by roughly 93 million miles. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're more interested in watching President Biden's eyes follow the teleprompter during COVID-19 speeches rather than the content of his words, you're not alone. Congressman Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, on Newsmax last night says Americans are tired of Biden's words.
If you had to sum up one thing about this Biden administration, it's lack of any response. It's lack of action. People are tired of words. I noticed about the interstate, they hadn't blamed Trump yet for the snow. I think that's coming next. But, you know, regarding the COVID, people understand that they can't get a COVID test now. People understand that $1.9 trillion went into supposedly curing the COVID with the vaccine and the testing mechanisms. It's not there.
Right.
They're clueless, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Some in the medical field want Americans to change how they monitor COVID-19.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it first starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we have, been pounding this drum, it seems like for 12 years now, that it's all about the truth. I mean, we have got to reconnect with the truth. I mean, this is the thing that happens. It's all so subtle. You know, you find yourself kind of accepting, nuances, and you accept a lie. And before you know it, you get down the road and you go, wow, I don't even recognize myself. You know, what was I thinking? How could I suspend reality? How could I suspend facts and what my eyes are telling me in common sense in order to buy into this narrative? You know, and this is subject to people of all color. I mean, this is equal opportunity. This isn't a partisan deal. This is... this happens. It's a condition of our humanity. But the shock is when you find yourself at that point and when you go, wow, I've been lied to. I've bought into a lie. I've told lies. You know, what are you going to do about it? You know, do you make it different? Do you embrace this idea that 2022 could be the best year ever? And as I maintain, if it's going to be, then we need to make choices that promote that end. That it would, in fact, be the best year ever. And at the foundation of it, as we were discussing with James Herson earlier, is that we've got to reconnect ourselves with the truth. I mean, there is the truth. This idea that it's relative and evasive, and that's a bunch of bunk. You know, that is a big lie that has been perpetrated that has allowed people to do as they darn well please and feel justified in doing so. And look at all the havoc that choice has done upon the American people and all our institutions. I mean, to the degree that we have little faith in the institutions, especially when it comes to health, right? When we really need to have faith in our health community, we don't believe in these government officials that represent supposedly health and are looking out for our best interests. And, you know, you go, wow, this just doesn't, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't seem right. The results aren't there. I mean, the bottom line, I mean, I've always been a results-oriented kind of guy. I've been fortunate enough to work around people that held me accountable. You know, as one mentor used to always say to me, I mean, I can still see his voice, and he since has passed away, but what a blessed opportunity to be around him. But he used to always say to me, he said, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You know, it's like, what are you producing, you know? And when you come to government and you're there to serve, you know, what are you producing by way of your service? Or are you just at the table, you know, helping yourself? And this is what has happened with the ruling elite, sadly, is that we've not held them accountable. And I'm not saying, look, these aren't gifted people. They're not talented people. I'm just saying, look, they're on the wrong track. They themselves are on the wrong track because we've allowed them to be on the wrong track and to get away with this stuff. We're not holding them accountable. And so here it is, you know, we want to hear what it is that we want to hear as opposed to inspecting what it is that they're saying. You know, what are they doing on our behalf? I mean, this big Build Back Better Act that has been thrown upon us, trillions of dollars, you know. The president says, oh, it's not going to cost us a dime. Jen Psaki, everybody, all the time, oh, it's not going to cost us a dime. Oh, really? When has the government ever given us anything that hasn't cost us a dime? I mean, that's absurd on its face. And, of course, then we find out, you know, we actually have somebody who supports us, we the people, and Joe Manchin, who says, hey, let's, how about if we do a CBO, you know, there's not even, I mean, think about it. I mean, here's this proposed trillions of dollars, you know, you got the president saying it's not going to cost us anything. And so let's do the common sense kind of thing. How about if we use the CBO? Everybody says CBO is, you know, impartial. They'll give us a great idea of what, you know, what's happening here. Well, they study it, and I mean, it didn't take them a long time to come back and say, well, it's actually, you know, it's going to be about, you know, 4 or 5 trillion at least that you're looking at. Whoops. Well, what happened? It wasn't going to cost us anything. And now we're looking at, you know, 4 or 5 trillion, all this in the face of COVID, all this in the face of, you know, rising inflation prices that, you know, Joe Biden wants to tout that, you know, our turkeys was going to cost us, what, 16 cents less, you know, for Thanksgiving. What about everything else? I mean, this is all absurd on its face. But this is what happens when you buy into the lie. I mean, you just get deeper and deeper into it. And at some point, you've got to decide, okay, do I continue to go to the trough of lies and get fed there, or do I start looking for something different? And I believe that America is getting to that point where they're so fed up and just saying, look, this isn't working anymore. You know, this Dr. Fauci guy, you know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. He's flip-flopping all over the place. He's got interest in these drugs and this protocol and stuff. And here we are. I mean, we're talking to doctors on the front line that are saying, look, we're being met with resistance like never before when we want to offer, you know, protocols and suggest, you know, some pharmaceuticals that will save people. And that's not the narrative from the WHO and God, even Facebook. Are you ready for this? I mean, Facebook is running our health system in America. No, Facebook decides, you know, that's not right. You know what you said. So now you're canceled. We can't even have an open discussion. And then the powers that be are frustrated because the people are frustrated. Well, frustrated because you're not hearing us. You're not listening. And you continue to treat us like as if we're little kids. I mean, Joe Biden yesterday, I mean, how embarrassing. I mean, he's trying to give us advice about dealing with COVID. Really? I mean, are you listening to Joe Biden? Are you following his counsel? I mean, are you talking to your doctors who are telling you the truth as they know it, as the way health should be, you know, provided for us? You know, here we have the ability to offer a world-class health care system, and at every turn, it's being blocked and impeded. This is amazing. And then the very same people who are responsible for interfering and mucking up the works, they're telling you, oh, my heart and my interest is for the welfare of the American people and to save lives. Well, your words right there are not lining up with your policies. I mean, you've known this has been going on for a long time, but I keep telling people, you know, with all due respect to this president, and I respect the office of the presidency. You know, I'm sad right now the way it's on display, but no surprise here. You know, as we were talking with, you know, with Rick Manning from Get Liberty, and, you know, here it is. I mean, this president has continued to Peter Principle himself, you know, to the highest job, the most important job that you can have in the country. And he's failing us. And it didn't take him long to do so. And I'm not sure what else we can do about it. I mean, yes, we've got the midterms coming in and we can counter some pressure there. That's if we can actually have a free and fair election. And you got to understand, You know, the Democrats are licking their chops. They got away with so much in 2020. You think that they're going to allow 2022 to, you know, run unheeded, and that there would really be a free and fair election without them doing everything they can to interfere and try to get away again with the shenanigans to some degree that they got away with in 2020? I'm sorry, I'm not there. I'm not convinced that that's going to be the case. Well, we've got more to talk about. Thank you for being with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, tomorrow, January the 6th, 1 year since that incredible day of insurrection, a day that will live in infamy, according to some Democrats, and amazing, Liz Cheney even, others. I don't know. I mean, I just cannot seem to get behind this. And it seems that, a number of Americans feel the same way, that there's a whole lot to do about nothing, that we have been narratized. Really, I mean, if I can say that, I don't know if that's a made-up word, but it's we have been, I could say we've been manured even over this whole deal, because we're not getting the whole truth and nothing but, and because they have to justify holding American citizens as political prisoners without due process all this time. And the way they're being treated, I mean, the reports that are coming out of the D.C. jail there, where, these prisoners are being abused, beat up, injured. I mean, the reports, it's absolutely disgusting. And as I was talking with another law enforcement officer, see, this is the rough thing about this, is that for American citizens who experience jail and have to deal with, the enforcement officials and the jailers there, many times not too nice. We hear a lot of reports. There's, they're sued and rewards are given to prisoners who were abused in jail by these people. Now, what happens is when people are in the process and in the prison system and they're dealing with what they perceive is a uniformed individual, they see them as law enforcement. They don't see them as a different part of the justice system. They see them as a uniform, a badge, and one and the same as the officers out in the field. Now, there are some officers. There's no doubt about it. Things that have happened out there that we see. Some accidents, like, with what happened with the shooting of the young man who tried to, break away. And, of course, that officer, lost her job and she was convicted. And that's what happens. I mean, there is a responsibility and there's also due process that must take place to get down and understand exactly what happened. But this is a fellow human being that has chosen a career in law enforcement, and with that comes an incredible responsibility, because you are given a gun in order to serve and protect. And there's such, think about it. Not everybody can do this job. And how do you, what kind of choices that you make? I don't know if you've ever experienced yourself firsthand, but it'd be worth the exercise, and you might understand, especially if you thought, oh, I could do that job. I could be in law enforcement. And if you just went through a assimilated training program of, a shooting exercise of when to shoot, when not to shoot. And it's one thing to do it as an exercise. Another thing altogether, when you're in a live situation and you've got live ammunition coming your way and the threat of your life, being increasingly at risk with that kind of tension. Now, what kind of decision do you make? See, we take that for granted. But this is what we do. We count on law enforcement to make the right decision 100% of the time. Well, what happens when they're a fellow human being just like you and me and they make a mistake? Is there grace, is there mercy that can be extended? To whatever measure that, how we represent that, is it even considered? Or is it just, no, we're just going to put them all together with, the few number, and I believe it's a few number of men and women in blue who cross the line, who get carried away. Their egos or, whatever you want to call it, get carried away and they break the law. Well, if you break the law, you should pay the price, just like anybody, whether you're a police officer or not. And this is the problem that we have in our country today, is lawlessness is running rampant because it's somehow okay. It's somehow okay because, I guess maybe in the minds of some social justice warriors is, well, the police are killing our people and, we just need to, somehow level the playing field. No, we don't level the playing field by creating more injustice and more lawlessness. I mean, that's absurd. But this is what some of these justice warriors want us to believe. And this is all being championed by the Democratic Party. I mean, think about it. And there's nobody in the Democratic Party, at least that I'm hearing, that's pushing back and saying, whoa, wait a minute, let's not lose our minds over this, and let's not abandon common sense here, because otherwise you have exactly what happened in the past 2 years. Let's defund police. And it's so funny, you know, they all wanted to fund police except the people who are elected officials. It's like, no, because of all the lawlessness and everything, and I'm more concerned about, you know, my security. So now I need to double my security at the people's expense. But the people, no, forget them. You know, they can have less law enforcement. I mean, it's just insane. But that's what they want us to believe, right? So this is, again, all part of this narrativization of America that has taken place, this propaganda that's gone on. And January 6th is just part and parcel. It's just another chapter in this whole effort to get us to ignore the obvious and to turn our back on the truth and the facts. Because if we do, then the powers to be can have their way with us and somehow convince us or lead us to believe so falsely that we need them, that they're so good, that we could not live life without them. When that's not their job. Their job is not to be here to wipe our noses and anything else for that matter. You know, their job is to protect us, to protect our national security, to defend our Constitution. But we have people in government, elected officials, you know, many, too many, who could care less. I mean, if you've listened to Trevor Loudon at all or read any of his books, The Enemies Within, and it's not only enemies within, but it's also enemies within the church. I mean, this is a disease that's running rampant. I mean, this is another form of a pandemic that is chewing away at the very foundation principles of our country. And we're paying the price. And it's not only us, but, you know, we're going to turn this mess over to our kids and grandkids and say, hey, we messed this up. We can't fix it. Good luck. Is that what this is coming down to? I mean, all the experience that we have that we've created this, we've participated in this. Well, let me tell you, if we're going to get this country back on track, it more than behooves us. It commands us to be on the front lines of, you know, changing our evil ways, so to speak, and pursuing the truth and being honest about these things and not allowing them, you know, to continue to run, you know, full pal-mal and without accountability. I mean, after all, it's our money, right? But no, we'll just let them have their way, exercise, you know, all their frustration, supposedly, in the name of January 6th and this insurrection that's going on, that tomorrow we'll look back, you know, 1 year, and what have we solved? What do we know? They really don't want to know what happened. They don't want to know the cause. They don't want to know that Nancy Pelosi was MIA. I mean, forget about a 3 o'clock in the morning phone call, you know, to the president. What about a 3 o'clock in the morning phone call to the leader of the House? I mean, three chairs away from the presidency, and she is MIA because there's some political advantage, and then going to claim. I mean, what did she end up doing? I mean, she put at risk her very own people, her very own staff members, not to mention the country. And then here it is, oh, democracy was being threatened. What, by such a small group of people? I mean, if you heard the interview, if not, you should go to our archives and listen to the interview with Nina May. Nina May was there. She's a producer, a director, a writer. She was there with a camera crew. Okay, we know there's 14,000 hours yet of unseen video footage that, you know, this Democratic-controlled special committee is stifling because they really don't want us to know the truth, the whole truth, because they only want us to know their truth. And their narrative, that's why I'm saying we're being narratized here. Ladies and gentlemen, look, if we're going to get this country back, and it's not going to be any easy thing here, because this has been going on for a long time. But we need to be sincere and intentional about a better America and the best year ever that we can have in 2022.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden continued to attack the unvaccinated while addressing the nation Tuesday.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. You know, be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated.
The president went on and told Americans to use internet search engines to find a COVID test kit. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to teach virtually rather than in the classroom, triggering a cancellation of classes Wednesday, which school official leadership warned would happen if the union passed the vote. Its 25,000 members electronically voted. 73% are in favor of kicking the kids back home. Chicago Public Schools, the third largest school district in the country, resumed in-person learning just 2 days ago. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We welcome David Horowitz, author, a New York Times bestselling author and renowned conservative commentator. His new book, I Can't Breathe, it does come with a trigger warning, says this book presents facts about controversial incidents at odds with conventional wisdom. Read at your own risk. I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. David, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, Bill. That trigger warning was meant as a satire by my publisher. I thought it was cute. This is a book that should blow the lid off everything the Democrat Party is doing on the racial front. What I did was I looked at the 36, or maybe it's 26, cases of Black Lives Matter martyrs, people allegedly killed by police because they were black. Every one of them is a lie. Starting with George Floyd, nobody noticed this, but if you go back, well, I've got the citation in this book, I Can't Breathe. Right after the trial of Derek Chauvin, the police officer who put his knee on the neck of Floyd, Keith Ellison, who was the Attorney General of Minnesota and a former Louis Farrakhan spokesman, was asked by 60 Minutes Was there a racial dimension to the killing? Was there a racial dimension to the killing of George Floyd? And Keith Ellison's answer, we couldn't find one. Now, if Keith Ellison couldn't find one, there wasn't one. And you'll notice, if you watch the trial, as I did, race was never an issue. There was no evidence that Derek Chauvin, the cop, was a racist. Two of the cops who were involved in the arrest and are going to be on trial for participation in what is in the great miscarriage of justice described as a murder. But two of them are minorities. One of them is black, who joined the Minneapolis police force to reform it or to help reform it. And let's remember, these are all the cities where these riots were centered were liberal cities.
Yes, all Democratic-controlled, exactly.
Yeah, 100% or 150% controlled by Democrats and have been for, 25, 50 years. Minneapolis has a black police chief. Everybody inside is a Democrat. He's a Democrat. So this was a hoax perpetrated on a credulous, it shows Americans are very well-meaning people, and they want to wash themselves clean of any racism, even when it doesn't exist. And Black Lives Matter is a criminal organization. Its agendas have nothing to do with black people. They have to do with achieving a communist revolution.
Exactly.
Modeled on Cuba in America. These are criminals. They're pathological. The leaders of Black Lives Matter are pathological liars. And I go over case by case and just show you from easily accessible public sources why that is so. And
exactly.
then I talk about the implications for our country in embracing the racism the way the Democrat Party has.
David, you talked about this in Enemies Within, about how Marxism has taken over every aspect of our body politic, particularly the Democratic Party. When, in looking back in time, when did that start to happen? When did the Democratic Party no longer reflected? Go ahead.
Started in 1968. Mm-hmm. Tom Hayden, who is now deceased, but was a leader of the anti-American left, which is usually referred to as the new left, would say, I call it the hate America left. I was part of it. Hayden organized a riot at the Democrat convention to destroy the Democrat presidential nominee, Hubert Humphrey, because Hayden had this theory. I remember discussing it with him on my back porch. It was called the worse, the better. Let's elect Nixon. He's a fascist, and that will hasten the revolution. So let's destroy Hubert Humphrey. He was 95%. He was on board for every leftist issue except the Vietnam War. The left wanted the communists to win the Cold War, and they wanted America to lose. And Humphrey didn't go along with that, which is why they got rid of him. But if you... The first thing they did, they marched into the Democrat Party, Hayden, Jane Fonda, and all these leftists that were trying to burn America down at the time. They marched into the Democrat Party. They formed these radical caucuses. They call it progressive. My parents were card-carrying communists. I never heard them or their friends refer to themselves as anything but progressives. So they formed the Progressive Caucus, the Black Caucus, the Chicano Caucus, and they used these. And now the Progressive Caucus is 96 members of the Democratic Party, including terrorist supporters like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. It really stings me when Republicans apologize to these people by for calling them by their right names. Ilhan Omar is a fundraiser for terrorists. Yeah, that makes her a terrorist. You don't have to set the bomb in order to be a terrorist. Anyway, the progress proceeded until Barack Obama was elected. That was it. Barack Obama was brought up the same way I was. He was brought up by communists. And the difference between us is he never left the communist movement. When I saw that it was a hate America movement, and when I saw that it was the evil that it did, I got out and tried to warn people. Because Americans are so well-meaning, they always give their adversaries the benefit of the doubt. I think that people have good intentions when they don't. But Barack Obama, I actually did write a book for the first chapter. Well, I've written a lot about Barack Obama, but he was totally supported by the communist movement until he ran for the Senate. And it's not that the communists stopped supporting him, but that's when he started pretending, to be whatever, a progressive. And when he started lying and saying that he believed that, there's not a red America or a blue America, there's only the United States of America, and on, the things he never believed.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah, there was no doubt. I mean, he was able to leverage his charm. I mean, he's gifted. He's a gifted charmer. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
That's an indispensable trait among successful politicians.
Yeah, sadly, and here you are, and I am at risk pointing it out, but that is the truth, and we are still seekers of following our Constitution and the freedoms that it delivers, not the enslavement that Marxism and this new progressive party that has taken over the Democrats,
Racism. These are progressive. I call them progressive fascists.
Yes.
The really appropriate term is Nazis because of the racial dimension. Mussolini wasn't a racist, but it's too inflammatory. But the Democrat Party is a racist party.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Zendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Good to have you with us 14 minutes before the top of the hour in our conversation with David Horowitz, noted conservative commentator, national best-selling author, author of the new book, I Can't Breathe. And we were talking about the genesis of all this big lie that's been perpetrated and this racism, the way it's been presented by Black Lives Matter. And you go back, David, in the book, and you start with Trayvon Martin, which was another just humongous lie that gave birth to Black Lives Matter, right, to BLM.
Well, actually, I'm a deviant on the Trayvon Martin case. The Trayvon Martin case is what started it all. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, almost the most sacred right we have is the due process, innocent until proven guilty. And so, and that's been almost totally lost. It's still lost. Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted. Anybody paying attention to the facts can see that his prosecutors were liars and criminals, and that he was innocent. He killed two white people and wounded another. All of them scum is what they are. This Rosenbaum guy that he killed was I can't remember if it was 5 or 11 times child molester and a racist using the N-word. Anyway, due process. And in the Trayvon Martin case, before there was an investigation, before there was a trial, everybody had chosen sides. And the people on the right were convinced that Trayvon Martin was responsible for his own death. And people on the left were convinced that he was murdered by Zimmerman. And my view is...
Yeah, a white Hispanic, by the way, which I had to call my mother. Right. And I go, Mom, what is a white
Hispanic?
Right.
It shows we were already far gone. That's the problem. This was true of both sides then. My personal view is Zimmerman was not a cop. He was a neighborhood watch guy. And they're under instructions not to try to arrest or follow perpetrate people they suspect, but to report it to the police so the police can do a professional job. And he got out of his truck and he followed Martin. And, you know, he was basically stalking Martin, who turned on him. They got into a fight. And when he was losing the fight, he shot Martin through the heart. I thought that was a case of manslaughter. And all the, I should say, all the negative reviews of my book, and there are only a few on Amazon, are from conservatives who don't like my position on Trayvon Martin. But it went on from there. That's where the phrase Black Lives Matter came from. And, of course, it's the racism of the Democrat Party and the political left generally, the Jesse Jacksons. The fact Obama made Al Sharpton his leading civil rights advisor. Al Sharpton is a, he's a Ku Klux Klan-style racist, for crying out loud, responsible for the deaths of innocent people by inciting lynch mobs to lynch them. And he hates America. I mean, whatever he says, this demagogue. You know, I go over in my book the speech he gave at George Floyd's funeral, where he said America had its knee on the neck of black people for 400 years, which takes us back to the 17th century before there was an America. And that's what prevented blacks from achieving everything. That is just racism, pure and simple, and it's a lie.
That lie is perpetrated today with CRT. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you can go up on the web, and Thomas Sowell has a book on not a book, but a clip about how slavery ended. Slavery ended because the United States and Britain forced black-run countries to abolish slavery. The whole non-white colonial world supported slavery. All these independent African countries supported slavery. Every slave in America was enslaved by a black African and sold at a slave auction and were freed by the sacrifice of 360,000 white lives for the Union. You know, there's statistics that nobody talks about. There are over half, and these are in my book, and the subtitle is A Racial Hoax is Killing America. And this part of the hoax is this thing of blacks as victims. Look, there are over 500,000 interracial crimes of violence committed every year between blacks and whites. 90% of them are by blacks against whites. 90%. Nobody ever mentions this. Black males are, what are they, 3, 4, 5% of the population, and they account for the majority of violent crimes. Of course, you can't address the problem, which is the absence of fathers in black inner-city homes. You know, actually, there are. Denzel Washington has a wonderful clip on YouTube.
Yes.
He points out, he grew up, he said, it starts in the home. You don't see them arresting a seven-year-old. It's the problem starts in the home. He said, I had three friends, and then he went through them. The three friends are all serving 25 to 30 years in prison, obviously, for manslaughter and homicides. And Denzel Washington says the only reason that's not my story is because I had a father.
Yeah.
And you can't say that because that's called blaming the victim. That's how screwed up our public discourse is. And the Democrat Party is the main source of the screw up. They've embraced Black Lives Matter. They encourage black criminals. They're behind this crime wave in the cities that's going on right now. Keza Boudin, the district attorney in San Francisco, who's made it an open city for criminals, both his parents are murderers. And they murdered three officers and left 9 children without fathers. And this guy got elected as a Democrat to be the district attorney and promptly, is letting all the criminals go.
And here we got all this smash and grabbing going on too. This is absurd. What's going on? And how much more of this can we take, David, before the American people just revolt on it? Because clearly the Marxists want to destroy everything. Good.
I believe the revolt is not only in progress; it's well advanced. There's going to be a red wave in the election. The Democrats will be tossed out, and then. Obviously, the leadership of the Democrat Party is totally corrupt. It's a criminal operation. The Biden family is the chief crime family in our history by now. But the majority of Democrat voters are decent people. And they just, I guess they can't see straight when it comes to the, of course the whole media is in the tank.
Well, the narrative, David, exactly. The media, just like it with Donald Trump, 90% of what they reported on Donald Trump was negative. It was all on purpose. Now with Biden, they want to tell us different. So what do you believe? You want to believe the facts or your lying eyes? And that's what it comes down to. People are confused. And as you said, for the most part, Americans are well-meaning. They want to think the best of their fellow man, and especially their politician. But it's they're really hard pressed right now in light of the policies and all that Joe Biden has single-handedly done with our energy, what he's done with our southern border, our standing internationally. Iran is go ahead.
He's a traitor. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to describe Joe Biden to destroy our energy independence. He just raised the price on federal oil leases to make matters even worse. He's got a son who's working for the Chinese, for crying out tears. It's just terrible what's happened to the Democrat Party and to our country. What sticks in my mind today about Joe Biden, God, it just slipped my mind. Sorry, people.
Well, when you mention Joe Biden, a lot of things can slip people's minds very easily. It just kind of goes with the territory. But, as you were saying, in terms of the family corruption, Biden Inc., this was something that was reported years ago by Peter Schweitzer, well documented. And slowly but surely, these emails are coming out and more evidence are so clear.
They've all been criminally suppressed.
Yes.
It's Merrick Garland, the worst attorney general in the history of the country. He's just a worm who's taking his bidding from the White House. It's, it's like Karl Rove was saying this morning, who's in charge at that White House? No, of anything. Yeah. Nobody knows.
I hear you. David Horowitz, his book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places as well. David, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how